I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Something extraordinary happened in Saudi Arabia today. A number of women hopped into their cars and drove, as in they did the driving themselves. And in Saudi Arabia, women are not allowed to get behind the wheel. Many of the women also filmed themselves and tweeted their act of defiance. One of them is Maha Al-Qahtani. She's in Riyadh. Ms. Qahtani has driven before, but this was her first time driving in the Saudi capital.
I drove in New York. I drove in Bloomington, Indiana, but in Saudi Arabia, no, this is the first time in Riyadh I drove in the capital city.
Right. What kind of car do you drive?
Hummer.
A Humvee.
Hummer.
A Hummer.
Hummer car, H3.
That's a lot of car for your first time out in Riyadh.
No, I drove 4x4 truck in New York last summer.
Not a totally new experience. Tell me, why did you do it?
I think this is my right, and I have to have it. It's my choice to say I didn't want to drive or not, but it's my right. Have to have it. We had to make the change. So when I went this evening and they gave me the ticket, and I feel like now okay.
All right, so back up a second. You said you got a ticket this evening? Tell me what happened.
Yes, this evening I drove with my husband and three ladies in the back seat. And we drove along King Fahd Road. It's a highway in Riyadh.
And so, what was the ticket for that you were given by the police?
Because I didn't have driver license. I showed them my
driver's
ID,
license.
My international driver license.
Right.
And I don't know. They wrote just she doesn't have driver license.
So the ticket was not for driving while being a woman. I don't know if that's the charge, but it was for driving without a Saudi Arabian license?
Yes. That policeman, he stopped my car, and he just asked me for the keys and asked my husband to get down and go to back. He held him for 10 minutes in his car.
Were you scared?
No. Actually, when I saw my husband in the car, I said what they want from my husband. I was like, care about him more than myself. I had my already, like, extra clothes, my prayer rug. I had also my toothbrush, everything with me, just in case. If they put me in jail, I had my stuff with me.
So you were ready. You were ready with an overnight bag, just in case they put you in jail?
Yes, just in case. Just in case.
You know, women who tried doing this protest of driving 20 years ago were humiliated by the authorities. Many of them lost their jobs, and their husbands were penalized as well. You've been tweeting under your own name about this. How worried are you about reprisals and what may come next?
I'm worried about my children, the future. They're going to ask us, you know, why you didn't do it, Mama? Why? I went out to say no. We have to fight for our rights. I know it's hard. It's hard to do it. I know we sacrifice to do it, but we have to do it. We have to.
Maha Al-Qahtani, who for the first time today drove a car in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and also got a ticket for driving in Riyadh. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
By the way, you can see a picture of Maha's ticket and follow her Twitter stream at theworld.org.